Yeah, where does the time go?
Yeah, I guess we're ready to get started then. So the November 18th, 2020 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. I'm also going to hand off to Chuck just to give an announcement about the notices and such relative to COVID and holding this meeting by Zoom as opposed to in person.
Okay, I'm going to pass the torch to David because he's consistently done that well.
I didn't see him sitting. I didn't see him at his desk there. That's why I handed it to you. But, David, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
The Township of Derry has, due to the COVID-19 crisis in this country, the Township of Derry has made this meeting available to the public via a link on the website, as well as continue to post it in the newspapers prior to the meeting in order to ensure that the public is informed and able to attend all public meetings such as the Zoning Hearing Board.
All right, thank you, David. Okay, so let's go to, let's do a roll call here. Sandy Ballard.
Here.
Lindsay Drew.
Here.
Dean Morgan.
Here.
Myself, Steve Seidel, I'm here. And Mike Angelo is not able to join us tonight. Okay. All right, so we have two sets of minutes to approve tonight. The first is from our, let me just get the correct date here. from our October 21st, 2020 meeting. I guess let's do two separate motions here. I have a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved, Lindsay Drew.
Second, Sandy.
Thank you, any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, minutes pass. We also had, as you recall, we had a special meeting on October the 26th to address one item of business. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
This is Lindsay Drew. I'll be abstaining because I was not in attendance.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lindsay. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, those minutes pass as well. Okay, we have two items of old business tonight. First is the adoption of a decision in the case of Frank and Karen Paris, case number 2020-10. Do I have a motion to adopt that decision?
So moved, Sandy. Oh, go ahead.
Sandy can move it. I'll second it.
Okay, Dean. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good, Dean. Thank you. David or Chuck, could you please read just the order portion of the decision, please, to read it into the record.
David, do you have that?
I'm pulling it up now.
While we have this little law, I will report that we have nobody in attendance, you know, outside of the panelists at this hearing.
Great.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. If that happens to change during the course of the meeting, please let me know. Okay. You ready to go, David?
Yep, just wanted to unmute myself so I wasn't holding space bar the entire time.
All right, good idea.
Read the order part.
Oh, 220-10, please.
Yes, read the whole order.
Just the provisions right at the end.
Right, where it says so ordered. And...
Okay. And now this, the blank day, the applicant's request for a variance from 225-304 table 7 regarding the front yard setback for the expansion of the existing garage and front porch is granted. The applicants may encroach to within 23 feet of the front property line to expand the existing garage and front porch. The applicant shall construct the improvements in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from this board shall be required. Except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 1 year from the date hereof. In the event that the applicants have not, within the time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to the improvements where the permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. Any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance. And that is all.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, David. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the order passes 4-0. Could I please have a motion authorizing me as the chairman to sign the decision on behalf of the board?
So moved.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Sandy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, we'll move on then to the next order of business, which is the adoption of a decision in the case of Wayne Ford and Dawn Carpenter, case number 2020-11. I have a motion.
I'll make it. Dean's first, I'm second.
Thank you. All right. David, would you please read that order?
Yes. The applicant's request for a variance from section 225-206.F.2.B.3 regarding the side yard setback for accessory use is granted. The applicants may encroach to within 10.93 feet of the side yard property line for the detached garage. The relief granted herein is strictly contingent upon the applicant's obtaining approval of their stormwater management plan. The applicant shall maintain the improvements in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter. Any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance.
Thank you, David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And again, may I have a motion to authorize me as chairman to sign the decision on the board. Thank you, Sandy. You beat me there.
I know, right?
Okay, so Sandy, have a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that motion passes as well. Okay, so we have an item of new business. Before we get started with that, it's the hearing in the case of McDonald's USA LLC, case number 2020-12. Before we swear in any witnesses, Dean, I think you had a statement you needed to share, disclosure you needed to make.
I do, thank you. Mr. Lewis, my name is Dean Morgan. I'm actually a licensed attorney. Your McDonald's there is right next to a KFC. That KFC is owned by Causey Foods of New Jersey. I provide counsel to Causey Foods and have for the last 7 years, including litigation counsel, not only related to that location, but also locations throughout Pennsylvania and throughout the country. That being said, if you have any objections to me considering your application or participating in the decision in this matter, please let me know. I'll be happy to recuse. I just want to make sure we disclose that to you in advance so that you're aware.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Don Lewis, representing McDonald's this evening. Mr. Morgan, I don't see a present basis to object to your participating. I think I will need to consult with my client after the hearing, and if there is any concern at that point, we will let you all know.
Very well. Okay. Very well. And if you do have an issue with that, certainly it's understandable. And so I'll try to keep my participation to a minimum so that if there's any issue later on, you'll let me know. Is this a franchise-owned McDonald's or is this a owned by the corporation?
It's a franchise.
Okay.
Before we get any deeper than that, Mr. Lewis, is there anyone else other than yourself who will be testifying tonight?
Well, I'm not going to be testifying as such, being an attorney, but I have with me Rich Ault, A-U-L-T, who is employed by the franchisee, which is named Rawden, R-A-W-D-E-N, Joint Ventures, LLC. And I will be asking Mr. Ault some questions.
Okay, well, I need to swear in anyone who will testify. So I can't see, let me see here. Okay, now I'm sorry, now I see Mr. Ault. Mr. Ault, if you would please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. All right, you may proceed then.
All right, thank you. Again, I'm representing McDonald's USA LLC, which is both the owner of the property and the applicant on the zoning application. The owner of the franchise, however, is Rawden Joint Ventures, LLC, as mentioned earlier, and they're represented at this hearing by Rich Ault. Just some basics here for the record, and these are set forth in the application, which I'm going to pull up momentarily. The property is located at 611 East Main Street in Hummelstown. The base zoning district is GC for general commercial. The zoning overlay is the general sign overlay, which is governed by section 225-401.4.F.B of the zoning ordinance. The current and future use of this property is for a quick serve restaurant with a two-lane drive-through takeout service. The purpose of the application is that McDonald's wishes to replace 3 10-year-old menu boards, which are manually operated, if you will, with a total of 4 digital boards, including what are called pre-sell boards and menu boards, which provide the selection of items for the customer to choose from. All these boards have adjustable illumination levels to reduce glare, and the menus are updated remotely via digital technology, as opposed to the current setup in which individuals have to come out and switch out, physically switch out printed panels and plastic several times a day. The specific relief that we're requesting, right, before I get into the evidence, is a either a special exception and or variance with respect to the number of signs that will be allowed at this site. Currently, 3 are in place. They were approved by a decision of the board back in, well, there were a couple of decisions, but I think the one that's applicable was in 2011. Under the current ordinance, I believe the limit would be 2 because there are 2 drive-through lanes, but there'll be 2 signs per lane for a total of 4. So that's the first item for which McDonald's is requesting relief under the ordinance. Secondly, McDonald's is requesting a variance from the illumination standard, which is generally set forth in section 401.4.F.B.5.e, in order to allow these outdoor digital menu boards that are proposed to have color displays that change 3 times per day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And there are also occasional changes for additional reasons, including confirmation of customer orders. But I will get into this in more detail with Mr. Alt in a minute. And then lastly, McDonald's is requesting a variance from the illumination standard in section 401.4.F.B.5.f to allow these digital menu boards to have screen brightness that's automatically adjusted from a range of 2500 nit, which means full brightness during daytime hours, to 500 nits in evening hours to reduce glare in low light and nighttime conditions. And later on, I'll go over what the potential problems are with the current ordinance as it applies to this scenario. Now, with that background in mind, I'm going to ask Mr. Rodden some questions. Starting, first of all, will you identify yourself for the court reporter, please?
Yes, my name is Richard Ault, A-U-L-T.
Who is your employer?
Rodden Joint Ventures Corp, LLC.
Does Rodden Joint Ventures own the McDonald's, or own the franchise for the McDonald's store that's at issue in this proceeding?
Yes, owns the franchise for the Hershey's or Hummelstown store.
Okay. What's your position at Rodden, and what are your general responsibilities?
I'm the Director of Construction and Facilities. In general, I do the day-to-day maintenance of the equipment and just general upkeep of the property as required. In a larger sense, when we do remodels or updates or new stores, I'm responsible for that, you know, part of construction as well.
Do you have specific responsibilities regarding the outdoor menu boards that are used in drive-through lanes?
So Yes, in general, it would be my responsibility to coordinate that with the store, you know, to get these installed and do the maybe some of the ordering of additional pieces. McDonald's does kind of two versions of installing these signs, and in this case, it's a situation where there's no work being done at the restaurant, so nothing on the exterior of the building, nothing on the interior of the building. It's just the ODMB installation. So I'd be very limited there. McDonald's hires a company to install these, and it would just be some coordination as they were announcing timing, that kind of thing.
All right. Are you familiar with the zoning application that was submitted in this matter?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you folks will bear with me for a minute, I'm going to try to pull it up for you. All right. Can people see it? Am I using this right? Can people see the zoning application?
I cannot.
Not yet.
Ah, okay.
A blank screen.
All right. You see it now?
No. We do have the application. We did each get a copy of it.
All right. Well, this so as not to waste more time. I went through a dry run on this the other day, and I thought it would work out fine. But wait a minute. Here we go. Let's try this.
Nope.
Nope.
There it is.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Hopefully next time it'll be easier. All right. Mr. Alt, do you see the first page of the application here?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm just going to show, I'm showing it to the board members just as a matter of evidence. We're going to call this McDonald's Exhibit Number 1, and we'll be asking that it be included in the record of this proceeding. At this point, I don't intend to ask Mr. Alt any more questions about it. I may return to it later in the proceeding.
That's fine.
Okay. So, wait a second here. No. Oh, there we go. Okay, sorry about that. All right. Mr. Alt, are you also familiar with the site plan for the proposed menu board replacement?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Since I'm not so adept with pulling up exhibits, I'm going to show it to you a little bit later in my questions. But for the board...
If you'd like, I can project your... exhibits.
Yeah, why don't you do that? And if I need to actually use my cursor, I may need to step in, but that might save time. I would appreciate it. Okay. Mr. Alt, do you see this document?
Yes, I do.
All right. Is that the first page of the site plan for the menu board upgrade?
Yes, it is.
Okay. To the right side of this document, are we looking at a floor plan of the facility?
Yes, site plan, sure.
Okay. Now, actually, I do see my cursor on this. I don't know if anybody else can see it, but there's a rectangle in the middle of that rectangle on the right. Is that the store building itself?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And if we look below that, we see the lanes outlined in which these proposed new menu boards would be installed?
Yes, those are the existing lanes in the drive-through.
Okay. And are the current signs outlined by dotted lines on this drawing?
They're encircled by dotted lines, yes.
Encircled, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then the cones that you see show approximately where the new boards would be located. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the ones to the left, the cone-shaped objects, those are the pre-cell boards. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And what generally do the pre-cell boards do? What is their function?
So those, they're designed to put new or unfamiliar menu items out in front of the customer as they're entering the drive-through lane. So if you were looking at a pre-sell board, you would not be in a position to make an order. You would be like the car behind the car that's doing the ordering. The idea of them is if we have something like right now, there's bakery sweets that are being advertised. We recently had spicy nuggets. So if those are the featured menu items, rather than allowing the car to get to the order point and try to make that decision based on what they would see on the menu board, they have a chance to make that decision, you know, back at the pre-sell. And that's, we have used that in order to move cars through the drive-through lanes faster. So they're not not making a decision as they sit at the main menu board at the order point.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Mr. Emmerich, if you could scroll over to the left-hand side of this page, thank you. And then perhaps enlarge up to this square. Okay. Well, let's look at this first. These are images of both the existing menu board, which you see at the top of this page on the screen, I should say. You see it has four panels total. And then below that is the one on the left, the pre-sell board, Mr. Alt?
Yes, the smaller of the two is the pre-sell board.
Okay, and to the right of that, it would be the new menu board, which has two panels, is that correct?
That's correct. Panels on each are the same size. There's just a cluster of two of them on the menu board and a single one on the pre-bells.
Okay, very good. Now, Mr. Emmerich, if you could scroll up to the top of that page, there's a rectangle there with some figures in it. Can you see that? And enlarge that if you would. Okay. Mr. Rall, what does this indicate to be the existing signage area that will be removed?
So that would be the two menu boards that are existing at the store and the one pre-browse board. So there's an existing version of a pre-browse or pre-sell board there. It's a static board like the menu boards. And it is located on the inside of the first drive-through lane. So it services well the drive-through lane closest to the rear of the building, doesn't do anything for the car in the second drive-through lane.
Okay. Now below that, it says new signage area to be added. Do you see that figure?
I do.
Okay. And that's a substantial reduction in the sign area, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna tell the board that I had some discussions with Mr. Emmerich earlier today about the calculation of the signage area. I'm not sure this figure you see in front of you includes the outer dimensions of the frame that will go around the sign, nor the post that it will be mounted on. So he came up with some revised figures, which McDonald's is willing to accept for the purposes of this proceeding. And I believe the total he came up with for the uh, for the total of all the boards would be 67 square feet as opposed to the 52.8. But that that would still represent a substantial reduction in the sign area. Isn't that correct, Mr. Ault?
Yes, it would.
Okay. All right. Mr. Emmerich, if you could just turn to the second page of the plan very quickly and show the full screen, if you would. Oh, there we go. All right. Now, Mr. Ault, does the left panel on this page show in closer detail where the existing signs are located and where the new ones will be installed?
Yes, to the best of my understanding, yes.
Okay. And then if we could turn to the third page of this plan. All right. Will you just confirm that this is in fact the third page of the site plan for this project?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you any specific questions about this at this point. All right. That's all I have on this exhibit for the moment. Thank you. All right. And next, if you could pull up exhibit number 3. All right, Mr. Ault, are you familiar with this document, which appears to be a letter under the letterhead of Rawdon Joint Ventures Corp?
Yes, I have a copy.
Okay. I see there's a signature at the bottom by Christian Rawdon. Is he the head executive at that company?
Yes, he shares that with his sister, Stephanie. So it's Christian and Stephanie Rawdon. Okay. And they are the owner operators of the stores under the Rawdon Joint Ventures Corporation. McDonald's only allows one operator per store. So Christian is the operator that has the Hummelstown store assigned.
All right. Would you say he's your ultimate boss at Rawdon Joint Ventures?
Yes, I would say that.
Okay. Approximately how many McDonald's franchise locations does your company own in central Pennsylvania?
So we have a total of 43 stores. 33 of them are in central Pennsylvania. That's Lancaster, Lebanon, Harrisburg, Reading, York, those areas. We have 10 stores, 3 in Chester County and 7 in the state of Delaware for the total 43.
Are the outdoor menu boards being upgraded to digital technology at the other locations you mentioned?
Yes, all but 4 locations are updated currently.
All right. And one of those 4 would be the Hershey location?
That's correct.
Is this program to upgrade menu boards to the outdoor digital menu boards a nationwide program for McDonald's?
Yes, it is.
And has McDonald's actually issued a directive to your company that it must replace the current manual menu boards and pre-browse boards or pre-sell boards with digital equipment at all United States locations?
They have.
Okay. Now that, of course, is subject to local zoning and permitting requirements, which is why we're before the board tonight. Now, is the date for accomplishing that objective 2021, as stated in this letter?
That's correct.
Does the restaurant at this location currently allow any in-store ordering or dining, or is it limited solely to drive-through?
So currently we are allowing customers to come in the store to place an order. They are not allowed to dine in the store. And we've been back at that since maybe the end of July, 1st of August. Between March, and then the store was 100% drive-through sales.
All right. Have these circumstances, which obviously are due to COVID, heightened the need for more efficient and effective drive-through ordering operations?
We've seen a considerable increase, obviously, in the use of the drive-throughs. People just not wanting to come in. And the more efficient we can be, the better off we are.
Okay. Now, I see a statement in Mr. Rodden's letter, and I'm just going to quote it. Presenting the right menu at the right time directly to the ordering customer will improve service time and order accuracy. Can you explain how the proposed new menu boards will accomplish that?
So if you think about the current menu, in the source, if we talk like a pre-COVID menu, there was a much larger menu that each store, could present to the customer. Breakfast items, even though we had, all day breakfast at the time, not all of those items were on. So we had to be able to change that menu, that manual board, in order to take those items away. So there was usually like a spinner side to the manual board. Somebody had to go out and make that change. With the ODMBs, the new boards, they're digitally changed at the several times during the day that we've talked about, so that during breakfast hours, you only see breakfast items. You don't see all of the other items. And that's one of the reasons that the boards can be smaller than the current boards, is they're not presenting every item on the menu at every time during the day. They also, then they would show the items that go into all day breakfast, take away the items that don't go into all day breakfast, and then start to put lunch menu, they put the lunch menu items up. And then if there was anything that changed, for a dinner menu, that would change as well. Currently, the only thing that really changes for the dinner menu is that it changes from a white background to a dark black background.
All right. And in order for those current signs to be changed, somebody has to come out, open up the frame, remove what I assume is a cardboard or paper sign with printing on it, and there's some sort of a plastic cover. Is that correct?
Yeah, McDonald's makes an insert for those signs. It's kind of it's like a poly material that they print, so it allows light to pass through it. The signs are lit from behind via fluorescent bulbs, and those change periodically we manually update the pricing on those, for each restaurant or each group of restaurants. And then, there's some other POP that goes, point of purchase material that might go on top of that board or on the side of that board. Again, just to let them know of special items and those kind of things that can't be accommodated within the space that's allowed on the board.
All right. So the changes of that type with these digital boards, that can be done, I assume, with a mouse click or something along those lines. Am I right?
Is somebody smarter than me? But yes.
Okay. One more question about the service with the new menu boards. Are they designed to reduce queue times and speed up the traffic through the drive-through lanes?
We find that it does. McDonald's puts a premium on trying to move cars through. And, we're able to do through this and some other electronic measurements inside the store, we're able to, continually improve those wait times.
All right, very good. Mr. Emmerich, you can take this exhibit off the screen. And if I didn't mention it before, this is exhibit number 3. All right. Mr. Ault, how old are the menu boards that are currently in place?
Those are original to the rebuild of the store, which I believe was done in around 2010. So they would be 10 years old.
Are these boards nearing the end of their useful life?
Well, yes, because of, you know, McDonald's, you know, not going to go forward with preparing all of these inserts and POP materials as they, you know, dwindle down these stores. They're also, you know, they've been in the weather for 10 years. They've been around cars for 10 years. And, you know, it's hard to get replacement parts in that for them. So, we would certainly like to have them replaced.
All right. Do you anticipate that parts will be harder to find as time goes on?
Yes, we're already finding that they're very hard to find. Some of, in some cases, operators have, you know, have kept back pieces and we're able to, you know, kind of trade with those. But yes, they're kind of difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Now, one of the current boards at this site was actually damaged earlier this year. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mr. Emmerich, if you could pull up exhibit number 8. All right. Do you see that, Mr. Ault?
I do.
All right. Is that a photograph of one of the current menu boards at the Derry Township McDonald's?
It is.
All right. Now I see something hanging down from the right-hand side of this. Is that part of the damage to this sign?
That's correct.
All right. Do you know how this occurred?
Not completely. It was hit by a car, but we don't know who or how.
Yeah. Okay. Hit by a car is really all I was looking for. All right. And it looks to me as if that entire panel is malaligned as compared to the other ones. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Is this going to be difficult to repair?
Yes, I have another store that is has been designated for a rebuild, and that store has the same sign, and I've been kind of waiting for that rebuild to get started to harvest the parts.
Okay, but you would probably prefer to put in new digital boards, isn't that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And just to recap, do you anticipate future repair issues to potentially be problematic with 10-year-old boards like this?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. One more question about upgrading the current boards and how that's done. When McDonald's stops providing pre-printed promotional material for this type of manual sign, will it become necessary for a franchisee like your employer to actually have that material created and printed at its own expense?
Or, you know, altered in some fashion, but yes.
Yeah, okay. And do these older boards, which have to be manually updated, impede your company's ability to participate in nationally advertised programs at McDonald's?
It will, yes.
All right. I'm asking you that because that is something that appears in the letter from Christian Rodden that we previously showed the board. Is there a potential for customer confusion if the menu boards don't accurately reflect a current national promotion?
It does, especially if a customer, you know, uses, you know, several of our locations or several other McDonald's locations that have the boards.
Okay. All right. I'm going to move ahead to exhibit 5. Mr. Emmerich, if you could pull up that one. Thank you. Exhibit five, I will represent to the board as a copy of a Google Earth image that Mr. Emmerich provided to me earlier this year when we were in discussions about what was needed at this site. I'm just showing this to the board because I think it provides a good overview of what the site looks like. You can see the current menu boards, or at least one of them there in the background, just above that red SUV. Yeah, thank you. This also shows the configuration relative to the neighboring street. The street that you see in the lower right foreground would be East Main Street. You see there's a very narrow landscape strip there, which is just grassed next to the highway. And then the vehicles that you see right above that red SUV, I believe are going through one of the current drive-through lanes. So we're just providing this to give you the context for the site. Now, I'd like you, Mr. Emmerich, if you could move on to McDonald's Exhibit 7. Now, Mr. Ault, is this an example of what one of the new menu boards will look like?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Now, I want to turn to some of the advantages of the new boards that we maybe haven't covered yet. Is the proposed new board signage area smaller in size from the current signs?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I think we have cited in our application that it's approximately 40% smaller. Subject to the figures that I went over with Mr. Emmerich, maybe it's a little less size reduction than that, but not substantially less. Let's look at Exhibit 9, Mr. Emmerich. All right, now, Mr. Elder, are you familiar with this photograph?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, on the left-hand side, do we see an example of one of the current menu boards?
That's correct.
Okay, and it looks like it has some additional promotional material that's been sort of tacked on above the frame. Do you see that?
Yes, that's a program that had been in existence for the old menu boards.
Okay, and that would be discontinued with the new digital ones, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, now in the image to the right, do we see an example of the new outdoor digital menu board?
That's correct.
Okay, does that appear to be the same individual in each photograph?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and does that give you kind of a relative idea of the size comparison between the new signs and the old?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Mr. Ault, will the new technology in the proposed menu boards reduce glare?
That's the purpose of them. They monitor the brightness of the surrounding area and adjust themselves for, you know, morning, afternoon, and nighttime with the goal of reducing glare. So you're not getting glare as you're sitting there trying to use them. And then, you know, they're not overly bright at night, that kind of thing, as a distraction.
Do these boards have light sensors installed inside of them that sense the ambient light?
Yes, they do.
Okay, and does that result in an automatic adjustment as it gets darker?
That's correct.
All right. And that would prevent them from becoming too bright, if you will, after it's dark, is that right?
Correct.
All right, I'm gonna ask Mr. Emmerich to pull up Exhibit 4. Now, this is a multi-page document, which we have identified as Exhibit 4. Mr. All, are you familiar with this?
I am.
All right. Can you tell us generally what it is?
It's just the specification sheet for the two different types of outdoor boards that we're currently using, the pre-browse on the left as you're looking at the screen and the menu board on the right as you're looking at the screen.
Okay. Mr. Emmerich, if you could move ahead to page 8. Okay. Now, you see where it says Samsung 550 HF, Mr. Alt?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, does that indicate the maximum brightness of this display?
The 2500 nit, yes.
Yes, okay. All right, Mr. Emmer, could you go to the next page, please? Okay. I think you have to go down to the very last of the printed legends on this drawing, but the question I'm going to ask you, which is really tied to this document, is the range of illumination, or what it says on this document, lumen output, from 500 to 2500 nits?
Yes, the document identifies both, that that would go all the way down to 500.
Okay. All right, and again, that's an adjustment that normally just takes place automatically as the light level changes outside. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I would like Mr. Emmerich to turn now to Exhibit 10. All right, Mr. Eld, are you familiar with this image?
I am.
Okay. Is the one on the left a photograph of one of the existing type menu boards viewed at nighttime?
Yes, it appears to be.
Okay. And that indicates the amount of light that's given off by this board during the night?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, that would be steady light all day as it's turned on, so.
Okay, so
those boards did not adjust.
Okay, so due to the lack of adjustment, when you get to nighttime, it becomes very bright like this, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now the image on the right of this page, is that one of the new menu boards?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It appears that the background to the menu items is actually black or some dark color, is that right?
Yes, that changes as this, as the sun fades away into evening. You get a black board.
And is that part of the design to reduce the glare in these signs after dark?
Yeah, it just generally makes them easier to read.
Okay.
At night.
All right. Yeah, and does this comparison of these two images indicate the extent to which the new boards would reduce the glare as compared to the current boards?
Yes, in my estimation, it's a good example.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the quality of the images. And why don't we leave this exhibit up on the screen for now. We've already gone over the fact that the color displays on the new outdoor digital menu boards will change for each meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Is there also an order confirmation panel on the new menu boards?
Yes. So if you look at the ODMB, the menu board that you have on the right side of your screen, the left board of that screen, and it looks like there's maybe a McFlurry or something there at the bottom. As you pull up and you start to verbalize your order to the order taker inside the store. I would call it the bottom quarter of that screen becomes like a receipt. And it would say, you know, I ordered a Big Mac, I ordered a fry, I ordered a chocolate shake, and this is my total. Then the order taker would ask you to verify, you know, that order so you can see what you've ordered. And then that screen would change to say thank you, and you know, you'd be told to pull up to the window.
All right. Now, other than a change like that you've just described, or the changes that take place three times a day when the menus change for the meal, are these images on these boards static?
Yes.
There are no animated images, correct?
There are not any animated versions. It would just be, as you said, when it changes from the three times a day for the menu, and then you would see the change to the receipt.
All right, and nothing that's rolling up and down or back and forth or any other type of continuous movement on these screens, is there?
No, sir.
All right. All right, just to recap a bit, McDonald's is asking for zoning relief to enable it to put in these new digital signs, which have all the advantages that you have described. We are requesting relief from the current illumination standard, which is, quote, steady white internal or external light. I believe these images may indicate that this isn't exactly what the ordinance specifies. So to that extent, that's one of the things we're requesting relief from. And I believe we've also gone over the number of signs in which we're requesting a total of four, one pre-sell board and one menu board for each of the two lanes. Now, is there a way that these signs could be installed further away from the nearby public streets to make them less readable to motorists, or would that be difficult?
Well, it would be difficult. There's, you know, it's a big store, it's a busy store. It's a tight lot, you know, even given the size of the lot that it's on, it's a tight fit to get the double drive-thrus on there. The double drive-thrus are a big part of our business. And so, yes, without you know, having to rethink the entire site, it would be pretty difficult to get these any further away from those traffic lanes.
All right. So the physical limitations of the site are one of the reasons why McDonald's needs relief from these particular provisions of the zoning ordinance. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does the immediate neighborhood surrounding this restaurant contain other commercial establishments?
Yes. I just have from what you said was Main Street to the left of us is a Kentucky Fried Chicken. To the right of us, I think, is a Wendy's and something else down there. And then behind us is a commercial retail center with a gas station and a couple of other out parcels.
Okay. Will installing the new menu boards have an adverse impact on the character of the neighborhood, in your view?
In my view, they don't. I mean, they're smaller than what's there. They're basically, you know, providing the function of what's there just in a smaller package, I think a less obtrusive package.
Okay. All right. You talked about the replacement in the current menu boards of the plastic inserts. Does that take place at least monthly?
About a month to 6 weeks, depending on the promotion schedule.
All right. And does that process generate disposable waste?
It does.
All right. Do these current boards also generate other items of disposable waste, such as fluorescent light tubes?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And the ballasts that go with those light tubes, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's all in addition to these inserts that have to be changed frequently, correct? Okay. Will use of the digital menu boards reduce disposal of waste into local landfills in that way?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of interchangeable parts on the new boards. You know, they're basically a large, high quality TV screen inside of a metal cabinet, mounted inside of a metal cabinet with some, you know, some driver equipment mounted in behind them. So, you know, there's parts that can be replaced, but they're not a, you know, a changeable part like a light bulb.
All right. But what I was driving at is that using digital technology will eliminate the kind of waste that may currently result from the current menu boards. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And that in turn will have a positive impact by reducing the carbon footprint of this particular store. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I guess you could also say there'll be a reduction in energy consumption of the vehicles that would be delivering these manual inserts to the store periodically?
Yes, and likely the boards themselves.
Very good. Okay. All right. Now, to be fair, we need to look at the current, or I'm not, I mean the current ones, the new boards. They won't last forever. So can you tell us, give us an idea of how long these menu boards are projected to last?
Okay. We've been told to expect them to last about 5 years. And then, you know, we would have to look at, you know, an LED will, you know, lose some of its brightness and those kind of things. So we would have to look at, you know, what they look like after that period of time. None of these have been out there that long, especially in this area. So, you know, we don't have a history on them, but that's what we've been told to expect.
All right. And is there actually a warranty on them for 5 years?
There is.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Alt, those are all the questions I have for you. I'm going to proceed to sum up some of the points we've made in our application. But before I do that, I'll turn it over to the board if you wish to ask Mr. Alt any questions.
Thank you for your presentation. So open it up to the board members. Any questions? I just have a few quick ones here. So I did notice on the prior variance request and order, there were separate order confirmation boards that were indicated on there. I think they were listed as B1. I didn't see that mentioned as far as, are those coming out as well as the existing two menu boards and one pre-sell board?
So
is that what we were seeing in that one picture? I think it might have been exhibit 9, Chuck. Want to put that back up for a second?
So I'll explain that there is currently an order confirmation that comes back through I can't see it to show you on here. It's, if you look like right up over the back of the silver car in the second drive-through lane, you kind of see that black box. That's an order confirmation board. And that would be replaced by the, what we described as the left-hand screen of the double-sided board. So now the order confirmation board moves to the menu board as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. So essentially the two order confirmation screens and the one pre-sale board would be coming out. Is that right?
That's correct. So we would
proposing two menu boards that include an integral order confirmation and two pre-sale boards. That's what you're proposing.
Yes. Okay. And then, you know, from that picture, the overhead, you know, the little canopies overhead that keep you dry as you're making the order would stay. And there's a gateway that you can see kind of back under the advanced auto parts sign that leads you into the drive-through and has a height bar on it so that you don't hit the overhangs on the building as you come through. Those would stay.
Those would stay. Those would be unchanged. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I had one or two other questions here. For okay, I just want to confirm that when you were talking about other than that order confirmation section of the board and the change that's made several times a day for the menu itself, when you're saying static graphics, you're not just talking about the pictures, you're talking about the words and everything else on the board is static between the, you know, three times a day changing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You know, you're not scrolling, you know, some items and then you're showing part of the menu and then you scroll other items. You're showing the entire menu that's going to be displayed for that period of the day. Is that correct? That's unchanged.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Thank you. Okay. Last question I have is there a reason so it sounds like the pre-sale board is not showing a full menu. It's showing, like you said, highlighting an item or two or so. And I saw the example in one of the pictures there. Is there any reason that board could not use a single pre-sale board like you have now? I don't mean the board type that you have now, but any reason you couldn't have a single board that's straddles the two lanes there and stay within the number of signs you had previously?
So I to honestly answer your question, no, there's no reason that it couldn't be that way. What we found is, so in the double drive-throughs, the primary lane is the lane closest to the back of the building. That's just by nature, that's where most people tend to go, especially if there's not a line there. They swing through that. So by putting that pre-sale like between the lanes, you kind of miss the bulk of the drivers coming through because it's now on the passenger side of that car, if that makes sense. So by putting it on both lanes, you're catching both drivers coming through if they do. So, you know, in that case, it's really like it's designed currently, the pre-sale is only on the primary lane. So the pre-sale that's existing there now is only on the primary lane. It doesn't cover the second lane.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions. Didn't sound like any other board members did. Okay. All right. Chuck, I just want to confirm that there still are no other members of the public that are on the call and wish to speak.
That is correct. There are no attendees.
All right. Mr. Lewis, Mr. Alt, is there anything else you wish to cover?
Perhaps. First of all, I would like to just formally offer all 10 of the McDonald's exhibits into the record. I know there's no opposing counsel as such, but just move that those exhibits be accepted.
Oh, that's fine, unless there's any objections from any of the board members.
All right. And then I'd be happy to go over our arguments as to how we satisfy the hardship criteria in the ordinance. We have laid out in words in the application itself, I believe it's on the third page in section 6. I'm willing to go over that with the board, but the application does speak for itself.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take just a couple minutes and summarize, that's fine, but you know, we don't need you to read them word for word.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to. Didn't think you'd want me to do that.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want to summarize it in a few words, go.
Sure. The first criteria has to do with whether the physical circumstances peculiar to this particular property create the hardship or contribute to the hardship in this case. And the point we've made there is that the configuration of the property, the way it's already set up, signs really can't be moved further away from highways, which might otherwise make them exempt from permitting altogether. So what we view that as being the physical limitation of the property as being one of the elements of hardship in this case. Secondly, do those conditions eliminate any possibility that the property could be developed as proposed, that is by putting in these new menu boards? Pretty much the same point we're making, as I said a minute ago. We do think that these boards make the most cost-effective use of the property and enable it to stay competitive with other quick-serve restaurants by using the latest outdoor menu board technology. As Mr. Ault indicated in his testimony, I think all but four of the 40-odd stores owned by the franchisee that he works for have already switched over to these boards. They really are becoming the industry standard for a lot of reasons. Did McDonald's create the unnecessary hardship? Well, I would submit no. The terms of the zoning ordinance were not revised to regulate outdoor menu boards until 2017, which is 7 years after McDonald's built the current restaurant and obtained the variances to install the existing fixed format non-digital menu boards. Those boards are at the end of their useful life. It's harder to get parts. That's imposing additional hardship on McDonald's if they don't get approval for the variances that have been requested. We argue that what we're requesting, the relief that we're requesting, is not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Well, I'm sure you're all familiar with that strip where all of those quick serve restaurants, Kentucky Fried, McDonald's, Wendy's, and so on are located. This isn't going to change the character of the neighborhood at all. And if anything, it's going to upgrade the appearance of this particular restaurant, facilitate faster traffic flow, and otherwise improve the character of this type of neighborhood. Are we requesting the minimum variance that will afford relief? I would say yes. These boards are substantially smaller than the existing boards. They generally change the images only 3 times a day, so they're not being continuously changed, not moving images, that sort of thing during the day. So that's a relatively minor change. And as it is, they're being changed that often anyway, just manually. And we're only requesting to be able to add one additional sign to the 3 that are already authorized. So again, we believe that's a relatively minor variation from the current setup that we're requesting. I think those are the 5 criteria in the hardship section of the ordinance. You know, I would just add to sum up that there are a lot of environmental benefits to these new menu boards as compared to what's in place now, as Mr. Ault explained. That's a good thing, obviously. I think this board is sensitive to that kind of thing. And if we can, in this small way, reduce the carbon footprint a little bit, that's certainly something that's desirable. So with that said, I have nothing more to add at this point. Unless there are further questions.
Okay, thank you. I have a question actually for staff, just to clarify. When you had presented the square footage, I want to be clear, what staff has calculated the square footage, was that 67 or 60.7?
I will go over those numbers. It's slightly different than what was in my review, because at that point, I didn't know if the base was greater than 8 inches, which does count in the sign area.
I see.
I can answer the question if that will help. I believe that the base is greater than 8 inches. And so that means that you're talking about 67 square feet.
That's 67 for the two menu boards and the two pre-sale boards.
Yes,
so that's a total of 67 square feet.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, that I think concludes our hearing. I'll just let you know that the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days to appeal the decision if you so choose. So thank you for your testimony tonight. Yeah.
And, thank you very much.
Okay. I don't believe we have any other new business tonight. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn from, we will retire to executive session to deliberate. I have a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Sandy. Second? I'll second it. Okay.
It was Lindsay that made the motion.
I'm sorry, Lindsay?
Yeah, because I was muted. Yeah, no, that's good. Oh. My lips were moving, though.
I was reading your lips, I guess, rather than,
worries.
You. Okay, all thank good. You. I'll second. Any all in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Chuck, can you send me the link to the deliberation? I can't find it.